Brewers fans, thank you for making the switch after the last pitch to this show. Welcome to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50. Now, live from the Fan Postgame Studios, here's Jeff Orlowski and the franchise, Tim Allen.
It is a final from Miller Park, and the results are good. The Brewers, a nice Game 1 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the final score, again, 6-1. Welcome, everybody. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50 as a near no-hitter occurs at Miller Park. Were you going to go with Jordan Lyles for the seventh inning? I think everybody's raising their hand right now. 99 pitches for Jordan Lyles. The right-hander was outstanding tonight. Just a couple of walks, five strikeouts in that performance. And at 99 pitches, I think we'll draw the line at about, if your age is 40 or above, you'd have said, for sure, yes, let him go at least one or two more. If you're under that line of age, you're saying, hey, you know, you want to save him, save his arm. You don't want him to go 125 pitches. The bottom line here is, and we'll debate that as we move along tonight. Bottom line here is the Brewers get the victory, and that's the most important thing. They go back to four games over 500 at 66-62 with a Cub loss, and it looks like the Cardinals are going to win that game. Pipe bomb, is that game final yet? I think the Cardinals were whooping up on the Rockies. And that's when that tie or that half game kind of hurts you a little bit when you're chasing two teams that are right up top of that division. And, it's top of the ninth right now. It's 8-3. So the Cardinals probably going to go on to win that game.
Yeah, it's over now.
Okay, it is over. All right. So the Brewers then just pick up a half game then. Is that right? So it's 3.5 as the season down to just 34 games left in the 2019 championship season. Jordan Lyles, an outstanding performance tonight. We'll get to the numbers. We'll hear from Craig Counsell and want to hear from you guys certainly at 414-799-1250. You know, a no-hitter would have been just what the doctor ordered for a season that's going like it is right now. Not to say that the season's a horrible year, but man, that would have been a great story. That just would have been just a little icing on the cake here as the Brewers get ready to hopefully get on a run here. They've won their last couple of games here. That's called a winning streak when you win two in a row. But this full team effort, a lot of individuals, as we check out the box score in a little while, you'll find that a lot of players with multiple hits in the performance tonight. So just a nice win for the Brewers, as earlier in the day, they knew the Cubs lost. They had a chance to go ahead and take advantage of that situation. And they get it done. And they get it done early. That's the main thing. They get it done early. First inning, Lyles, 1-2-3. Brewers on the board in the bottom half. Crooked number, a leadoff base hit by Lorenzo Cain. And with that base hit by Lorenzo Cain, and do you guys realize this, that, you know, the offense a lot of times is going to beat to the drum of Lorenzo Cain, has reached base up until that point 10 times in 17 plate appearances. That includes hits, that includes a hit by pitch and a couple of walks. So that is good. That's great news, as he is setting the table for Grandal and Yelich for sure. But he leads off the bottom of the first inning with that base hit, 10 of 17 reaching base. That follows, what follows there is a Yasmani Grandal walk. Yelich then beats out a double play ground ball. Runners at the corners with one out. Keston Hira on a full count draws the walk to load the bases for the right
You're
guy.
Home to talk
swinging
with
a hot bat. Yeah, it's Mike Moustakas, bases juice, bottom of the first inning, and just one out.
And this one hitting the gap. All the way to the wall. No cut off. One run in. Two runs are in. And the Brewers grab the early lead at 2-0.
I like that bat.
Yeah, we'll take that from Mike Moustakas, the Moose Chance out there at Miller Park tonight in a huge crowd as the Brewers, just like they did on Wednesday in Game 3 against the St. Louis Cardinals, they jump on the board early, and that is key. Allow this pitching staff to pitch with the lead once in a while and see what happens. And they've enjoyed, at least for the last couple of games now, a lead early on. That was a two-run double from Mike Moustakas. They add one more. The next batter, Ryan Braun.
Second and third, one down. First pitch off the pitcher, and everybody's going to be safe. A run comes home for Milwaukee. It's 3-0.
Yeah, we'll take that in the first inning. 3-0. They send 8 men to the plate, a couple of hits, a couple of walks, and a 3-0 lead into the second inning. Needed the shutdown inning right there from Jordan Lyles. He gets it. Just a walk. Brewers, a couple of runners aboard with 2 outs in the bottom of the second. They are held off the board. Game stays 3-0 into the third inning. Lyles through the third. Hitless. One-man rally in the bottom half. It's Eric Thames.
And this one, a boomer center field. Marte looks up at the wall. Leaps. Can't make the catch. And it is a home run for E.T. Phone Home, Eric Thames, number 18. And that extends Milwaukee's lead to 4-0.
They will take that. They were up 4-0 the other day. Very similar to the game in St. Louis, that game 3 of that series. Into the fourth inning, Jordan Lyles, still hitless through 4. You're not jinxing it, right? You're walking through this. You happen to notice that Jordan Lyles up there with, well, no hits. Not a number, just a goose egg in that H column. And Brewers don't score in the bottom half. Lyles doesn't allow a run or a hit in the top of the fifth inning. Now you're really into it, right? Taking a peek at the pitch count, though, that played prevalent in this decision process moving into the game, deeper into the game. But Lyles, a no-hitter through the fifth inning, and the Brewers get back at it in the bottom half of that fifth inning. How about Keston Hiura?
And this one hit a ton. Left field and way gone for Kestetti. Home run number 15 on the season. And that extends Milwaukee's lead now to 5-0.
Yeah, rally ensues after that. Brawny a base hit. Thames draws a walk. Orlando Arcia had a base hit. Braun was pinched at the plate trying to score there. With Jordan Lyles coming up, normally you don't want to make the first or second out at home plate. And with Jordan Lyles coming up, if there is an amendment to that rule, it would be with the pitcher up next. But it didn't matter. Lyles helps himself out
tonight. And this one shot into right field, base hit. Lyles comes through with a RBI two-out single.
Well, maybe not. Who would have thought, right? Jordan Lyles drives in a run.
6-0. They put a six-pack on the Diamondbacks as we move to the sixth inning, and Jordan Lyles does it again. Hitless through the sixth inning. Now you really don't you dare jinx it. Don't you dare. Bob Uecker, you're killing me, man. He's the one that brought it up, among others around the station. They did. I don't know if you were texting back and forth with your buddies or whatever, but 6 no-hit innings for Jordan Lyles at 99 pitches. Are you going to roll him out there for the seventh inning? He definitely was dealing tonight. By the way, Brewers don't score in the bottom of that sixth inning before the decision is made, and Lorenzo Cain not happy about a strikeout.
And a called strike 3, and Cain does not like...
...off with Jim. Jim, you're on the fan. What do you say? Would you have rolled Lyles back out there for the seventh?
Absolutely. I was watching the game. Like you said, he was pitching strong and everything. You know what? You got, 50 years of Brewer baseball? You've had one no-hitter, and that was on the road? And you got a packed house crowd there, and then you yank him? It's, unbelievable. You know, so I was like... And then on top of that, you yank him between innings. I would have kept him out there until he gave up his first hit.
And let him come off the field,
That's right, and he would have got a standing ovation.
Yeah, see, there's some baseball protocol. I don't know about this one. I agree with you, Jim, that, you know, I thought about that, too. It's like, whoa.
Like you said, Council's a freak with his 100-pitch count thing. I tell you, I always like Council, but more and more this year, I'm not a big fan of his. I don't like, you know, the guy doesn't use the hit and run. He doesn't bunt. You know, he looks at it, you know, it sounds like from what I hear, he's one of these guys with his analytics that looks at his computer and tells him what to do, you know.
Jim, how old are you?
I'm 65.
Yeah, I kind of figured we're going to get this from some of the elder statesmen of the baseball world. And yeah. I'm in that.
You know what else I told your other guy? Even if they would have completed a no-hitter with two pitchers, who cares? That's like taking your sister to the prom, you know.
All right. Jim, do you have a nickname? Because it's Players Weekend.
Yeah, my buddies call me Jimbo.
Jimbo. All right, that's okay. All right, thanks a lot, Jim.
All right.
414-799-1250. Jordan Lyles with 99 pitches through six innings and no-hit baseball. There's been managers that have allowed their pitchers to go into the 130s and maybe even tip 140 to go after a no-hitter. The biggest point of which, I'm surprised that Craig Council, being somewhat of a traditionalist, right? I mean, a little bit in that regard. He does show some of those tendencies. Wouldn't allow Jordan Lyles to come off the field for the applause and the standing O or whatever you guys at Miller Park were going to do. That really surprised me. That part of it. We got to find some energy, some... You know, some mojo and special season, special stories, things like that. Really did surprise me that he didn't give him the fanfare coming off that field. At least let him go another batter. Maybe you're going to take him out. Let him record an out right there in the sixth inning. Heck, maybe he loses the no-hitter himself. Then you feel free to take him off the field, and he gets the fanfare just as much. A nice performance, 99 pitches, no-hit innings. Through six for Jordan Lyles. 799-1250, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50. Bottom line, a big Brewers victory. 6-1 the final.
In every game, there's a moment when you say to yourself, are you kidding me? Here's the Gene Wagner Plumbing, are you kidding me? Moment of the game. Gene Wagner Plumbing. Celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
Hey, the bottom line is the Brewers get the 6-1 victory. That really is the key factor here. However, great discussion, great debate on no-hitters and utilizing your pitching changes here. In the sixth inning, 99 pitches for Jordan Lyles, the right-hander, dealing a couple of walks, five strikeouts, through six. And you run him out there for the seventh inning. Craig Council chose not to. Devin Williams enters the game. Now, granted, it's a six-zip game at that time. So I don't think you're going to go with Josh Hader, or are you? Could you see that? How about going Jordan Lyles for one inning and then going one pitcher and then and Hader for the eighth and ninth to get a no-hitter in a six-zip game? But would you have gone at least another inning? I'm right there. I'm in that pocket right there. 99 pitches. I'm going to 120. If you can get this no-hitter done in 120, it's all yours, Jordan. After that, I got to go back to my pen. We'll get back to you guys in just a second here, but he goes to Devin Williams. He gets a fly ball out, gets a strikeout, so 6 2/3 of no-hit ball for a franchise that has only had one no-hitter in 50 years, and this is what happened.
Here's Christian Walker, and Walker into center field, and this one falls in. For the first hit of the game Arizona, and it comes here in the seventh inning with two outs, and it comes from the only base runner of the game as Christian Walker has two walks and now a single.
That is crazy. Are you kidding me? This close. 1987 was the no-hitter for the Crew. Juan Nieves, the lefty, did it against the Baltimore Orioles. I think that's well documented because it's only one. One. There's pitchers that have multiples in that duration of time. I mean, there's single pitchers, not just the organization. There's one pitcher that has multiples. There's many pitchers that have multiples in that same time frame. I don't know. That's... I don't want to get down around a pennant race victory here at 6-1, but let's see what's on your mind. 414-799-1250. Ram, you're next up here on The Fan. What would you have done?
I probably would have, I'll roll with it, man, just to see what happens. But, you know, the biggest thing is this, Tim. We got the win.
That is the biggest thing.
And the other thing, Tim, you got to come up with a theme song for this year. We got to get the people up and going about what we got now, because last year you had a lot of veterans around the locker room, and the young guys had people to talk to. Now they're not here. So now they throw them back out into the, you know, we say run it back. So you run it back, and, you know, like in the Karate Kid, you know, when the Karate Kid had to go out there and fight itself versus Mr. Miyagi on the side, that's a little different.
That's true.
A different Tim.
You got a nickname, Ram, or is that your nickname?
That is my nickname, Ram. It's my initials.
Okay, because it is Players Weekend. They got their nicknames or messages on the back of their jerseys. So
Tim, you always come up with creative ideas, man. That's why I love listening to you on the radio, man. You just, even if you don't even watch the game, I can just listen to the talk show and get everything that I need just from listening to what you say for whatever hour and a half, whatever. But like I said, right now, man, just try to coast this into the playoffs, man.
Yep.
That's all I said.
So
if it's five games, just try to get some of these W's.
Yeah, it's what you got to do, and they got it tonight, Ram. Always a pleasure. And
all right, Tim. Thanks for taking my call, man.
You got it. They get it done. But it is interesting that, you know, it is stories like this that make up a special season. Potentially, this story could have been big tonight. Could you imagine? Right when they needed it, 30-some-odd games left, 34 after today, 34 games left, and somebody hauls off and throws a no-hitter, even a combined no-hitter. Now, one of our calls did say, it's like kissing your sister, the combined no-hitter. Jeff, what do you think about a combined no-hitter?
It's definitely not the same as one guy doing it by himself. It is still a special moment, but it's not the same.
Yeah, but it's still a no-hitter.
Absolutely.
We'll take it. Hey, in Milwaukee here, we're going to take it. With just the one, I mean, but I don't know. The win is far superseding any debate over the pitching change here to go to Devin Williams right there. But you don't know. I guess to be fair about it, we don't know how Jordan was feeling right there. It could have been, hey, you know, I'm starting to get a little twinge here or there. I don't know. Just to be fair, that I don't think that was the case. We're going to hear from Jordan Lyles before the show's up. We'll hear from Craig Counsell as well. 799-1250, 99 pitches. 99 pitches. That's, I don't know. If you're older than 40, you can pitch your arm to 175 pitches. if you're under 30 years old, you can deal with this. This is the way that you know baseball. But I think 99 pitches is a little bit low to just have that quick knee-jerk reaction. Nope, you're good. You're done. It's 99. We get to that 100 mark. We're in trouble. How about 117, 118? Would that have been so difficult to just let him roll out there? Let him get one out in the seventh inning and let him come off that field. 42,000, Ram just mentioned, we need something to get up and go. Well, you guys are getting up and going to the ballpark. That's for sure. Do you imagine 42,209 with Jordan Lyles walking off that diamond, off that mound? Oh, crazy land. Greg, you're next on The Fan. What's happening?
Hey, Tim. This is rare air, so I don't know how you can pull a guy. I think the win, I wouldn't say it was in the bag, but it was looking pretty good. You're up 6-0, so let him go. And you can give him a short leash, but to pull him out like that is terrible.
How many pitches then? Would you have thought would have been safe?
I would have let him go as long as he wanted to go. I would have let it be up to him. I mean, unless he gives up a hit, then I guess you could yank him. But, I mean, as long as he was feeling good, let him go. Forget about the numbers. Just let him go until he feels like he can't go anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, let it be up to him. And then to pull him out mid-inning like that, I mean, that was a slap in the face.
That part of it I don't get. I'm a little surprised by that myself. I really am. All right. I appreciate the – Greg, you got a nickname?
Nard Dog.
Nard Dog. I like it. All right. Thanks, Greg. Sam, see if you can find some examples of no-hitters and the pitch counts that those guys got. Because if – pipe bomb, correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't there – isn't it quite often they get into the 120s and 130s on a no-hitter?
Yeah, it kind of goes both ways. You know, you'll have the no-hitters where the guy throws 80 pitches, and then you'll have the no-hitters where the guy goes 129. Yep. So, you know, it's both ends of the spectrum. Now, I will tell you, Tim, that I do think that Craig Counsell kind of CYA'd himself here. And if you know that acronym, you know what I'm talking about. He covered his tuchus because he pulled Lyles at 99. If you bring him out there for the seventh and he, you know, doesn't give up a hit, you bring him out there for the eighth and he doesn't give up a hit. Now he's at 129, 130.
Right.
Are you bringing him out there for the ninth? How could you not?
Well, if you're going that far, you might as well go all the way.
And that's what I would have done.
Or you talk to him after the seventh, and probably that would have been my plan, is you let him go through the seventh inning. Let's just say he throws a conventional seventh inning in terms of pitch count, 12 to 15 pitches. So he's at about that 115 mark. Then I talk to him when he gets back out. But then again, you breach protocol at that point. He's the loneliest man on the planet when you're throwing a no-hitter. That's who that guy is, and that's his normal 100 years of baseball stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You leave him be. You don't even look at him, let alone walk around saying, "Hey, Jordan, you realize you got a no-no going?" 799-1250. Let's go to John calling from Arizona, listening online at with the radio.com app. Hey, John.
Hey, Tim. Great show. I just like to say that he made a bad mistake by pulling Lyles. I mean, you let the guy go until he gives up a hit. Frankly, I don't care about the pitch counts. You let him go, and like you said, just keep asking him between innings, how you feeling. To lose a no-hitter like that, you know what? We only had one in a Brewers' lifetime. Juan Nieves did it. Let him go. I really don't care about the pitch count. Let him pitch 130, 140, whatever it takes for him to get the no-hitter.
John, how old are you?
That's my opinion. 65.
65, okay. And no, it's okay. Do you have a nickname?
Gino.
My man, Gino. Come on, Gino, a little base hit now. All right, thank you, John. I appreciate that. See, and again, I'm drawing that age line at 40. At the 40-year-old mark, you guys, you're set with the way you viewed baseball for your lifetime, 40, 50, 65, however old you are, and this is nothing. 99 pitches is nothing to you guys. However, you're 32, you're 24, you're 27. You think about it a little bit different. You're okay with a combined no-hitter. Still a no-hitter. And I'd have taken it as a Brewer fan. We all would have as a Brewers fan. But I do draw that line right there. It's a little different perspective on your age thing. Now, 99 pitches, whoa. It wasn't – that part surprises me. It really does. Did Counsell think he had given up a hit or two? That would explain a lot of this. I'm sure he's got an explanation, and we're going to get that from Craig Counsell coming up here in just a little bit. But the bottom line, they get the victory. It's a 6-1 win, the heat of a pennant race. The team you're chasing, one of them loses, one of them wins. So you're making a little progress on one of those teams. Let's squeeze in, I'm sorry, Sam, one more here before we get going here on a break. Craig, you're next here on The Fan. What would you have done?
Hey, Tim, love the show, man. I agree with you. Win's a win. I'm 29 years old, and so whatever we got to do to win the game. But I just wanted to say that being at the game tonight and seeing Lorenzo Cain stick up for his team and get ejected from the game was phenomenal, and I just loved that. And I just wanted to call in and say that I love the show.
Let me ask you that. First of all, you got a nickname?
Stormy.
Stormy.
Oh yeah, last name Stormrood.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that makes sense. And what did you sense that the crowd, 42,000, big crowd tonight? Did you sense they knew what was going on through 4, 5, and 6 innings?
Maybe not. I don't know. I was there with my son. We got on the Jumbotron, so that was nice.
Cool.
But I don't know. You know, that's a good question. I don't know how to answer that one.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know. All right, dude, thanks for the call. I appreciate
right,
you listening,
you.
Too. I don't know if, and that may be the way you view a baseball game at Miller Park. Are you in tune? Are you engaged? Is it a lot of distractions going on? That's sort of a nerdy baseball thing sometimes. Sometimes I could see a chunk of the audience. Hell, when I was a kid, I don't think I knew if a no-hitter was going on. I really don't. If I was 8 years old, 9 years old, I couldn't tell you with a degree of accuracy. I could tell you that I was at a near no-hitter at County Stadium when White Sox, lefty, Lamp. Does that sound right? Dennis Lamp?
Yeah, Lamp sounds right.
Okay. And I think Yount busted up a no-hitter in the 9th inning with 1 or 2 outs, maybe 1 out, with a double. And people were cheering at County Stadium for the White Sox to get the no-hitter. That part, no, don't do that. You can't do that. There's certain protocol there, too. 799-1250, 99 pitches for Jordan Lyles, no hit in 6 innings, no hit. And then he gets taken out for Devin Williams. Nothing against Devin Williams. We're not going to pin this on him, right? Nobody's going to pin this on Devin Williams. Gives up a base hit with 2 outs in the 7th inning. Jay Jackson does his job on the mound. That JJ pitches a scoreless inning. The other JJ doesn't. Hit a walk and a run for Jeremy Jeffress in the 9th inning. There's your 6-1. Brewers victory. Who got lit up? Brought to you by Heiser Automotive. It's your day at Heiser.com. Yeah, Kelly, the right-hander for the Diamondbacks. He got lit up for 3 in the first, and that is getting lit up. That's just what the doctor ordered for this Brewers offense and this Brewers team. An early margin to play ahead for once in your life. They've done it 2 games in a row now. They win both those games, 4 over .500. And Jordan Lyles' conversation will continue next on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50 here on The Fan.
Where did things go right? Or, not so much. Where did this game turn? Time for today's Turning Point of the Game. Sponsored by Great Lakes Dragaway. Check out all the events and track rental info at greatlakesdragaway.com. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, maybe I'm missing something here. 99 pitches for Jordan Lyles, 6 innings, no hits, and counts goes to his bullpen. I'm not missing a victory, though, that's for sure. 6-1 final as the Brewers take care of game one of this 3-game weekend set in a big crowd at Miller Park. How energized would it have been for the Brewers' 2019 championship season, combined or not, to have a no-hitter thrown tonight in time for a 34-game run, hopefully into the playoffs? Turning point in this one, 6 2/3 no-hit innings, 6 of those by Jordan Lyles, and 2/3 by Devin Williams until this turning point right here.
Here's Christian Walker, and Walker into center field, and
this one falls in for the first hit of the game for Arizona, and it comes here in the seventh inning with two outs, and it comes from the only base runner of the game as Christian Walker has two walks and now a single.
Yeah, I'm open to missing things in baseball. I'm not perfect. We all know that. But maybe I am missing something here. You tell me, 799-1250, Brandon. You are next on the Fan. Am I missing something here? 99 pitches and you go to the pen?
No, I think, you know, I would have liked to have seen him come out like he did. I think with the status of the pitching staff this year, you know, we've had so many guys go out on injury. I'd hate to see him come out or not come out and go too deep into this game. If it was the eighth or ninth, you know, I'd like to see him stick around, try to finish it off. But we're just so early in this game. It was the seventh inning. You know he's not going to go the full nine innings. I think playing it safe here and taking him out when he did is the right thing. You know, our starting pitching staff has been so depleted. We lost Woody and Davies, Chacin. It's like, who hasn't been injured on the starting pitching staff? And so, you know, like I said, I think had it been later in the game, I'd have liked to see him try and stick it out for the whole game. But the seventh inning, I think it was the right call.
All right. You got a nickname, Brandon?
I do. It's Buck.
It's what?
Buck. You know, like a deer. Come on.
Okay. All right. Buck. I like it. We are in Wisconsin, no doubt. All right, Brandon, thanks for the call. 799-1250. It's Players Weekend around Major League Baseball, all the nicknames and sayings on the backs of the jerseys, and that's why I'm asking you guys. You got a nickname. Of course, we have the Polish Pipe Bomb over here. That might be one of the best nicknames ever.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
It might be. You have an interesting take on this, and I want to get to that in just a little bit, Pipe Bomb, because we were just talking during the break there. It is quite interesting, so stick around for that. 799-1250, we go to Steve. Steve, 99 pitches for Lyles. I know we're celebrating the win, I get that, and I'm not trying to be negative here. I just want to delve into this thing. Earlier this year, Aaron Sanchez in a combined no-hitter, he was taken out with 92 pitches. What would you have done?
Well, I don't know. I just think it's really funny that all the callers that have been calling, I'm 60, but it's really funny because all the callers, 65, 65, 60, we're all saying, what is this? Would Tom Seaver, Bob Gibson, Nolan Ryan, would these guys have been pulled out after six innings? This is crazy. I mean, the game of baseball is so different, and all these younger callers that are calling in, they're fine with it. I think it's just crazy because you'd see guys going 130, 140 back. They pitch every 4 days. I mean, now we got five starters. It's ridiculous. But they should have left them in. Council's driving me crazy this year with his matchups and his pulling of pitchers. And I don't know. I definitely would have left them in.
Well, and you're how old?
60.
You are 60. Okay, and so that's how we started out the show, and I kind of knew that types of guys, I think we, and I consider myself in that category right with you, would have stayed with him at least one more inning, at least another inning. If you go conventionally, I don't believe he was going to throw nine. I just didn't see that. You go 12 pitches an inning, 12 to 15 maybe on little heavier workload in the seventh or the eighth, you are not going to make that ninth inning around that 140 mark.
Right, exactly. But I agree with a lot of the older callers. No small ball, there's no hit and run. This analytics crap is just driving me crazy. I miss the old game.
And what's your nickname, Steve?
Lobber.
Lobber?
Lobber. My last name is Lobb, so my nickname is Lobber.
There you go. All right, thanks, Steve. Thanks, Lobber. 799-1250 as the Brewers get the victory. And again, not being negative at all, just trying to dig into this. You're right, though. You mentioned Tom Seaver, Nolan Ryan, these guys. Okay, fine. I wonder if it were like Scherzer or Verlander. They're today's pitchers. They're dudes that are pitching today. I wonder how Lyles felt about this. Like, okay, Skip, no problem. You realize what a no-hitter does to your career? You realize what a no-hitter could do to your checkbook? You have to. If I'm Jordan Lyles, I'm like, dude, no. I gotcha. Let me go out there. Maybe I get a 7-pitch inning here.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
Well, back in 2010, Edwin Jackson from the same Arizona Diamondbacks, he threw a no-hitter with 149.
40. Yep.
149 Yikes. Pitches. So
it does happen. Ah, man. It's just tough. There's got to be something I'm missing here. What's wrong with a pitcher these days going 110 or 115? I don't know. Maybe there's data out there. There's some research that says you hit this threshold and bad things are going to happen.
What's wrong with the pitcher going through the lineup for the third time?
There's data out there that says bad things are going to happen.
There's data out there for anything you want to believe.
Jeff, you're next here on The Fan. What's happening, Jeff?
Hey, what's up there, Tim? Yeah, you know, I want to say, you know, props to my buddy Keston Gira hitting that bomber today. Man, was that ball crushed.
Kes Daddy gets it done.
Jeez, man, that ball was just long gone, that Goodwill upper deck. Anyway, so along with the whole Lyles, you know, deal, let him go. Let him go a little bit. I agree 100% exactly what you said. At least another batter or two. See what he can do. You know, I know he was at 99 pitches and saving his arm, but at this point, I think that losing an arm, potentially losing an arm late in the season like it is, as good as Lyles has been pitching, I think it almost could have been the right call, but I'm a little ticked off about it. At least let him go another batter or two.
Now, I'd understood if the score was 2-0, I would have been right along with him. Hey, let's not push it. Let's go to our guys.
Right,
it's third time
right.
through, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I was saying. It's just like, why wouldn't you just let him ride? Let him ride. See what he can do. Who knows? What would he have given up? Possibly, you know, three fly balls right away. That's only 3 pitches, or like what you said, you know, 5 to 7 pitches. You know, that wouldn't have really mattered too much. I mean, and then if he went 15, okay, well, now it's time to pull.
Yeah. You know? So how old are you, Jeff?
38.
Okay, 38, and you got a nickname?
Carp.
Carp?
Carp.
Why?
It's a little embarrassing, but I was always, like, considered this bottom feeder.
Really?
Yeah, I was always scrolling for food. I was always picking everybody's food.
No,
anyway,
you called this show. You're in our starting lineup, right?
Thanks, buddy.
All right, take it
Talk
easy. All right. The Polish Pipe Bomb has a really interesting kind of take on this, and we'll have that for you next. Continue to get your reaction here. Bottom line, guys, Brewers do get the win in a pennant race. That is the bottom line, but this is fun to talk about what you would do. 99 pitches for your pitcher, old school, new form of baseball. Baseball's flying around. You have to consider a couple of factors here, and one of which is when Craig Counsell talks about the fan base, talks about you guys, we heard a lot more about that last year. Crowd does play a part. And we're hearing managers and players refer to the fan base more and more over the years. And I do appreciate that. And I've always thought that you can impact the energy level and putting some pressure on the other team. I really believe that. And more managers and players, like I said, are at least talking about that. That being said, had this been a no-hitter, of combined ilk or not, what energy would have been spiked into this? Because that's what we're hearing on shows like this. That's what we're hearing fairly consistently here in the last 2-3 months. It doesn't feel like last year. The excitement level isn't the same. The energy level. Energy is the one word I've heard more often than not that something is missing here with energy. Could this have lit that fuse? Let's think about it. It definitely would have lit a fuse. I don't know if they go on for an 11-game winning streak or not, but lighting a fuse like that, getting a no-hitter, I don't know if you consider it that way, but it's a factor, I guess, to enter into the debate. 414-799-1250 as the Brewers' bottom line. They get the win, game one of a three-game set. They win it 6-1. Keston Hira with a big home run. Mike Moustakas, a big two-run double. Ryan Braun knocks in a run. Eric Thames goes the distance as well. And the Brewers get the game one victory, 6-1.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. Here's the scoop from the skipper, brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, you guys on hold, sit right there. We will get to you for sure. And we're talking Jordan Lyles and a Brewers victory. Six no-hit innings. You were thinking about it. Uecker said, well, Lyles hasn't given up a hit through five. Oh, man. He's I don't know if you believe in that. I know a lot of broadcasters will say, I wish I had that much power to impact a game like that. But it's sort of that unwritten. It should be written, honestly. But it's that unwritten thing. You just kind of don't talk about it. We'll get to Craig Counsell here. He'll have an explanation. Trust me, he will. Pipe Bomb, you have an interesting perspective on this, that you would have gone with him into the seventh for sure and beyond. And I know you would have. But you also said that Counts maybe just bailed out early.
Yeah, I think that every inning that he would have left Jordan Lyles in makes the decision harder. So you pull him after six and 99 pitches, you have the excuse of 99 pitches.
You minimize the heat damage, right?
Yeah, you let him go seven. And yep. Then the heat is even more on you if you pull him before the eighth. You let him go eight. Oh, my God. Say he's at 126 pitches now.
Now it's a no-hitter. He needs three outs. Come on, Counts.
You know, so every inning the decision gets harder and harder and harder. So, you know, you take him after six and you blame 99 pitches.
It is interesting for sure. I would have never thought about it that way. 799-1250 before we get to Counsell. Squeeze in a couple more here. Tom, you're next on The Fan. Hey, Tom.
Hi there. I was at the game and I'm an old timer. I'm 59 years old. And I think that Lyles earned the right to stay out there. I think until you give up a hit, you leave him in there.
Easy, Tom, and I'll keep you right here to debate it. It's easy to say it, though, but at some point you have to have a number in the back of your mind. Like, what would be too many? Is that 128? Is it 134? Is it 139?
Well, how does that come into play if you're getting the job done? If you're getting the outs and you haven't given up a hit, how many pitches does it matter? You think Warren Spahn would have stood for that? I don't think so.
I think there's some pitchers, old school and today's baseball, that if they were Lyles, would not have been pleased with this.
And I kind of wonder if today's pitchers, if they're a little bit upset at situations like that.
They might be.
I think you want to reward the pitcher. He's done a good job. Leave him out there. He gives up a hit. Okay, then you pull him.
We can agree the bottom line is the victory, for sure. 6-1, and that's the main thing. They do get the win. Tom, do you have a nickname?
Yes, the Shiz.
The what?
The Shiz.
The Shiz. Tom is the Shiz. Why is that?
It's based off of my last name.
Gotcha. A lot are chiming in with that. Tom, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Roger, you're next. What do you have on this, Roger?
More apt to keep him in if it would have been 2-0. Going a third time into the lineup, you got to consider your bench. And if you don't have a reliable bench, then I say there's more reason to consider just sticking with a guy who's hot. Certainly would have been great for the fanfare, but I thought it would have been good strategy too. Good game planning to brought him back out.
Yeah, so would you have a number in mind though? So if it's 99 here, you let him go back out, then what?
You know, that's a good point. I mean, given the temperatures, is 120 pitchers one night as stressful as another night? Given the temperature, the humidity, whatever,
mm-hmm. Yep.
could he have thrown 125? I think, if I was counsel, I think I would have had a number. But I think I also would consider maybe a few other factors in how, of course, the guy is feeling and yep. how effective he is.
Roger, how old are you?
I'm 65.
And do you have a nickname?
Yeah, Buns Man.
All right, I like it. See you, Roger. I had a number in mind, too, and I will say this. I have a number in mind with all the pitchers, and it definitely is not 99 on a no-hitter. It is easily 120. So whatever you can get done to the 120 range, then I'll make my decision there. I don't care if it's in between innings necessarily, but I would definitely say in the inning, if it gets to 120, depending, then I'm really careful at that point. These guys, you know, it's a shame sometimes. These guys sometimes get one shot at this. And I know my good friend Paul Wagner, who pitched in the big leagues for many years, and including here with the Brewers, was 8 2/3 of no-hit baseball. He was a strike away from a no-hitter. See what he pitched. See what his pitch count was at. I don't recall off the top of my head what his pitch count was at. But, man, wow, 99? 8 2/3 is crushing. But these guys, sometimes it's like those of you that bowl. You're a good bowler. And, again, this is not nerdy stuff. But just saying, those that are really good bowlers, you've seen it. Where the house in your house league, down the lane, 7 or 8 or 10 lanes down, guy's got a perfect game going, right? He's got a 300 game going. Everything stops. Everything just lets him do his thing. No distractions, you know, the whole league, right? You guys know this. The whole league stops down to watch. You get one shot at this. If you don't get 3 no-hit innings, you can't get to the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's a crazy thing. I wonder what Jordan Lyles, you lock him in the honest room, what he would say. Because I'd be pissed. I would be at 99 pitches. 129, 121, even maybe leaning on 120, 118, 19. I get it. He's looking out for you. He's looking out for your arm health. He's looking out for the team as a whole. And Jordan Lyles has been a nice acquisition here and has been doing a good job. But these guys don't get many cracks at this thing to be yanked with 99. What did Wags do?
123 pitches.
He was at 123 looking to close that thing out in the ninth. Now, I don't know if Lyles would have gotten there. I don't. It didn't appear. You never know. But through the seventh and the eighth, could he have done it with 11 pitches an inning to get to that point? And then a couple of more outs? Probably not. Guys, let's be honest. Got to be fair about it. Let's hear from Craig Counsell. He's pleased with the Brewers' victory. So are we. That's the bottom line here. They get the 6-1 win, but a near no-hitter turns out to be a combined two-hitter between Jordan Lyles, Devin Williams, Jay Jackson, and Jeremy Jeffress. Here's Counts.
Craig, the call to take Lyles there, it's a no-hitter. You don't get bonus points for that. Can you walk us through sort of the thinking there?
Yeah, I mean, I think he was tired. Basically, you know, we had a comfortable lead, and he wasn't going to finish the game. You know, I just when he came in after the sixth, you know, there was a thought to send him out for one more inning. but just my read on him was he was tired. So he did a great job, pitched a heck of a game. He was awesome, and he set us up for a really nice day from all around.
Did he lobby at all, or was it a pretty easy call for you?
No, it was an easy, pretty easy call, yeah.
Why do you think he was so tired after six innings? Is that just because they made him work and throw 100 pitches?
Because he threw 100 really good pitches.
And then when you make the decision to go to the next guy, you're not – like, does the no-hitter play any role in decision-making at that point, or is 6-0 the only number?
Yeah, no, I mean – Yeah, I mean, I'd love to. I'd love to have a no hitter for sure. I mean, yeah, I thought Devin was the right guy. We talked about Devin was the right guy for some of their lefties, and he threw probably the best inning to me that he's thrown since he's been here. He just unfortunately they blooped the hit in. So we had it all lined up, and I thought Jay was a good guy for the eighth. And had we got to the ninth, Josh would have been involved. If we had a no hitter still, Josh was going to be involved, but. Great effort from Jordan. He pitched really, really well.
Offensively, got off to a good start too. Put the pressure on Cash Jimmy.
Yeah, 2 days in a row, good, great first inning. And that's the big thing. It's such a difference playing with a lead and having some little bit of space in the game, which we've done the last 2 days. So, nice job by the offense. That was a really good inning.
What was different about Kelly this time? You guys had real trouble with him in Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought our guys did a good job. We just swung at the right pitches, laid off some stuff. We're aggressive in the right spots. I thought our hitters had a good night and kind of made him work. By the end of the first inning, there's 35 pitches on the board. He's plus 50 after the second inning. So, I think when you make a guy do that, there's a better chance of getting the mistakes in there when you get some guys on base.
Jordan have a pretty good curveball tonight?
Yeah, I thought he had a really good curveball tonight, and it was just the bite on it felt really good. The fastball was up where he wants it to be. Thought Yaz did a nice job reading hitters. So it was a good night. He sprinkled in a slider, but just kind of sprinkled it in. And so it was good stuff all around, a couple change-ups. It was good stuff.
Craig, with pitch counts now and more than that, even the way hitters just foul off pitches and work counts, what is the environment right now for pitchers to even have a chance to throw in a hitter? How hard is it?
Yeah, it's certainly hard. I mean, I think – Jordan's, as we've seen, there's a lot of foul balls against Jordan. That's the one thing that he does get. He gets quite a bit of foul balls. So, there'll still be one guy no hitters. It does take a guy, the guys that you get kind of the early swings on, I think, and then you get a pop up or the ground balls. So those are the guys that, you got to have easy innings. And that's the case no matter what era you're playing in. You got to get easy innings, right? You got to get 10 pitch innings, 8 pitch innings. And that's challenging to do, right? You got to have pretty good stuff, quick swings and outs. That's not easy to do. It's in any era, that's not been easy to do.
Craig, we talk a lot about how a lot of your victories are tight, one run, two games. I mean, it's a pretty nice way to start the home.
Yeah.
Which you are in control.
Yeah, no, it was an easy game. As far as that goes, giving guys like Junior and Matty Albers, never thought of getting them up, giving them another day rest. I love that. I think it's good for them. So, great way to start.
I let you guys get some work that you wanted to get work too, right? Like Devin and
It worked out well, and we keep everybody available for tomorrow, so it couldn't have worked out better.
Let's add this one up, Brewers fans. Time to go inside the box score. Brought to you by the Laborers International Union Local 113. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org.
Well, they get the victory. A lot of great conversation about no hitters and pitch counts and Jordan Lyles. And you just heard Craig Counsell there say that his read on Lyles was that he was tired. We're going to hear from Jordan Lyles coming up here in just a couple of minutes, so stick around for that. We'll see if he confirms the fact that he was tired. I doubt it. My question would have been, did you talk to him about it? Did you go over and say, dude, what do you think? You know where we're at here. What do you want to do? That would have been my thing as manager. How do you want to handle this, Jordan? That's where I'm at with this. Still plenty of time for you. 414-799-1250. Let's check out some of the numbers here. In a Brewers bottom line 6-1 victory, Lorenzo Cain tonight before the ejection, 1-for-4 with a run scored. Yasmani Grandal goes 2-for-3 with a couple of walks. Christian Yelich, ouch, 0-for-4. He does walk and did score a run. Keston Hira, 1-for-4 with a walk and a couple of runs scored. Knocked in a run as well. Mike Moustakas, 1-for-4 with 2 knocked in. Ryan Braun, a multi-hit game, 2-for-4 with an RBI. Eric Thames, 1-for-3 with an RBI and a walk. Orlando Arcia goes 2-for-4. Jordan Lyles, 1-for-3 with a run batted in. HP, 0-for-1. Trent Grisham, a plate appearance, did draw a walk. Pitching lines tonight, Jordan Lyles, 6 no-hit innings, no runs, obviously, a couple of walks and 5 strikeouts. Devin Williams, 1 inning, no runs, a hit, and a strikeout. Jay Jackson, a nice inning, no hits, no runs, a couple of punch-outs. And Jeremy Jeffress, a walk, a hit, another run given up. There went the shutout. And Jeremy Jeffress continues to struggle a little bit here. The Brewers get 6 runs on 11 hits without an error. The Diamondbacks 1 run on 2 hits without an error. The win goes to Jordan Lyles. He goes to 8-8. The loss to Kelly. And the Brewers 66-62 here in the 2019 championship season. 3.5 back in the Central, 34 to play, and 42,209 at Miller Park to kick off this homestand and kick off this 3-game weekend set against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Brilliant performance from Jordan Lyles tonight. We're going to hear from the Brewers right-hander next here on The Fan.
Was it a moonshot or a big line drive? Let's get today's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Post, The Fan.
6-1 the final, and you could say that the drive of the game with Wrench and Go could be Keston Hira's solo shot, could be Eric Thames. I'm going to disagree with that. I'm going to go with Mike Moustakas. Here in the first inning, getting the Brewers on the board, getting the game off to playing with the lead, getting the series off right. That's Mike Moustakas with the bases loaded.
And this one hitting the gap. All the way to the wall. No cut off. One run in. Two runs are in. And the Brewers grab the early lead at 2-0.
I like that, Matt.
We're going to hear from Jordan Lyles in just a second. All the highlights tonight, as always, on Fox Sports Wisconsin. And we're going to go to Tom here before we get to Lyles. I'm sorry, Joseph. You are next on The Fan. What's on your mind, Joe?
Timmy, what's happening? Okay, so Counts is talking about how tired Lyles is. First of all, I'm not buying that. Who's going to say you're tired when you're throwing a no-hitter with 99
pitches? I don't
know
if they talked. I'm not sure they even had a conversation. I think Council made the comment. That was my read on him. Yeah.
Well, I get it. You know, he's got to say something. He's trying to protect the staff. You nailed all that. But why not? Why not do this? Give the guy a shot. Go Hernan Perez out there. Throw the ball up there, batting practice speed if you have to. Works for Hernan, and you're up 5 runs. A home run's not going to hurt you, and at least you still got a shot.
If it's
about protecting the arm.
If it is, yeah, and that's to the extreme for sure. But you had a third of the game left, and with the scoring in today's baseball, I still think that I don't think that's a slam dunk quite yet at 6-0 in the seventh. You get a couple of outs in the seventh, and I think you're feeling a lot better. But we all know the 99 pitches was a little light for anyone's liking. I don't know if we get one response that would have taken him out, and that they were okay with it. Joseph, you got a nickname?
Big Arms.
Big Arms?
It's going back to my college days.
Okay. Big Arms. So you're a workout dude?
No, actually, it goes the other way. I walked on to a baseball team in college at Winona State, and the coach didn't allow no sleeves. Of course, I didn't know that at the time, so I show up sleeveless out there running around, and he let me go. He liked my hustle, and so the upperclassmen nicknamed me Big Arms.
College baseball player Big Arms checking in, sir, here on The Fan. All right, thanks, Joseph, all right?
You bet.
All right, take it easy. 799-1250. Needless to say, our correction of the game with Milwaukee County House of Correction, can we all basically across the board, can we all just agree that Jordan Lyles should have started the seventh inning? There's the correction of the game, right, Pipe Bomb? I mean, clearly, we can make the debate about the eighth or ninth. We can recalibrate the pitch count at that time. But at 99, it's not 199. It's 99 pitches, correction of the game with Milwaukee County House of Correction. Jordan Lyles, needless to say, the winning pitcher tonight, and that's the bottom line. Brewers get the 6-1 victory. Let's check in with Jordan Lyles and get his comments after this one.
Jordan, what does six no hittings feel like?
It feels really good. I had a previous outing against them earlier in the season. It didn't go as well. So it was good to bounce back against them personally. We did a good job. Yaz obviously put down the right number, the right fingers, and we competed. Had a lot of higher count at bats. The unnecessary walk to Christian Walker. But other than that, I mean, you can't complain about no hit innings. We did a really good job. The velo wasn't there. The curveball was there after, I think, the first or second inning, and we started to rely on that. We threw a lot of them at the end of the game. I mean, I was throwing 90-91, I think, at the end. But it was working. We're effective against a really good offensive team over there. Very thrilled about the six innings.
How did that conversation go, Jordan, when he's making a decision to pull you?
Yeah. Just to start off with, I think it's a different conversation if it's past seven or six, three innings left. I think, how many pitches I throw today?
99.
I knew it was up close to 100, maybe 100. But if it was through seven, it would have happened differently. I would have went back out there, I think. 100 pitches, I'm not trying to put another 30, 40, 50 pitches on my arm. We don't have an off day coming up. That was another reason Counts brought it up. I think just the fact that it was six innings, that was not a no-brainer, but it was one of those where I was acceptable of that decision of his.
Do you wonder kind of what if, or did your mind go there at all?
No. For me personally, since I've came over at the deadline, it's quality start. Let's put a quality start up. Let's let the offense do their thing. Run or two here, that's fine. Try to bounce back from my last outing in Washington where didn't sit well. In Washington, they gave me five runs. Gave me four or five runs quickly tonight. So, I was bearing down. I didn't want that to happen again. But like I said, from the start, it's kind of like a second season for me being over in Milwaukee. Quality outing after quality outing, that's what I'm looking for. I'm just worried about putting zeros each and every inning. Just trying to do my part. Obviously, I would have liked to, obviously not giving up any hits. Would have liked to get a little bit deeper, but definitely not complaining about six quality innings that I gave today.
Do you have any memory about the deepest into a game you've gotten without allowing a hit? Might it have been this?
Was it the one seven and a third?
I was perfect through seven and a third or so in San Diego. So I was perfect through that. I mean, that was a different type of feeling. definitely, for sure. It was against the Rockies, my former team, a year after being DFA'd by them. We went 7 perfect, struck out Cargo, top of the 8th, and then we finished up off Nolan, the bottom of the 7th, so we got through Nolan, and I was ready to go. Then we gave up a hit, the story, and then it was done.
And that game just had a different feel, like that outing was a little more...
A little bit different after 6 or so, yeah. And then it got a little special after I punched out Cargo in the top of the 8th inning. Mm. It was a random Wednesday or Thursday day game in San Diego. It got a little special after the 5th or 6th.
So the bottom line of this is, yet no real issue with being taken out after 6. People think the pitcher never wants to come out, you know, in such a situation.
It would have been different if I was my Bilo was not there. I was 90-92, I think, the whole game. I saw a couple 89s the last inning. It was working. 100 pitches after 6 innings. Another, being optimistic, 10 pitches per inning, that's 130. I haven't seen that ever. If it was the 7th, it would be different.
Well, you heard it right there from Jordan Lyles as in a roundabout way, he was good with the decision, and I think the 7th inning was the key for him. That's what I got out of his comments right there. Had it been through 7, a little bit different. Apparently didn't talk with counsel before he was removed. But the fanfare part of it, too, just to recap, that's where I had a little bit of an issue, not letting him go out for the 7th. And then if indeed after 109 pitches you want to go get him, he records an out, gives up a base hit or something. 42,000, the 14th sellout in 2019 here. Let us Brewers fans go crazy at Miller Park as he walks off that mound. In a pennant race against the Diamondbacks. Yeah. What are you going to do? This portion of the program brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashion since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com. They get the victory, and they look ahead to a game 2 in which they can take the series. But does that really matter? We'll talk about that next here on The Fan.
Which player is ready for the bigs? What will the next series bring for the crew? Time for some forward thinking, sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way forward at ffpwi.com.
All right, you will look ahead to game 2 here. Chase Anderson on the hill for the second game of this 3-game weekend set. And normally you'd say, well, you want to win the series and then... But that really doesn't matter at this point. It's about every game being its own series. You got to win baseball games now. You're chasing 3.5 back in the National League Central. And you do play the Cardinals and the Cubs. You have to stay within striking distance here. That's what sucks about having a neck and neck at the top of the division and you're chasing. You don't like a tie or a half game separation. Tough to pick up a full game in that scenario. And that's what you had today, as you picked up a half game with the win. Even though the Cubs lost, you just picked up a half game. So you want some separation there, but it starts with you taking care of business. And the Brewers did just that. 6-1 final tonight. Chase Anderson going to get the ball in game 2 of this 3-game weekend set. You want to squeeze in Craig here? Yeah, let's do that. Craig, you're on The Fan. What's happening?
Hey, how are you doing? I was at the game tonight, and I know you were just talking about the crowd. I guess the one thing, you know, I'm from the South Side. I've talked to you before.
Yeah.
And I've been on this show. And I guess the one thing I noticed, you know, I mean, we're in a pennant race, and, you know, I just noticed the crowd is like, I don't know if it's because it's a Friday night, I don't know if because or what else. I'm going to the game tomorrow. But I just think it's like with the no-hitter and everything like that, I just think that the fans that are, I mean, we're in a pennant race. And I just think sometimes that they're just, I don't know if we got spoiled from last year, but they're just lack the days ago. We're in a pennant race, but I just don't think that they... I mean, if you watch other teams and stuff, I mean, in Major League Baseball, they're always there. I mean, when the opposing batters are up, you know, and stuff like that. But, I mean, it just seems like everybody's just kind of, like, lackadaisical.
Well, Craig, hold on a second here. Hold on. Stay right there.
Yeah.
For those that think it's not like last year, you're going to have to get over it. We're going to have to get over it. Do you-